Not all species on this planet treat parenthood the same way humans do. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Paul Hopwood, associate research fellow at the University of Exeter, examines his research on burying beetles and whether smaller or larger beetles would be better parents.
How far should you go investing in the time and effort of family life? Providing parental care is costly, so sometimes the alternative of leaving for new liaisons elsewhere is more attractive, and from an evolutionary point of view, it can pay dividends. Males, in particular, potentially produce more offspring if they mate with lots of partners and shirk the responsibilities of fatherhood. Large males often have an advantage in fights for mates, so ought to desert current fatherly duties sooner than small males, more likely to be unlucky in love. Using burying beetles, we tested the idea that larger males would be worse dads, deserting their parental responsibilities soonest. Burying beetles breed in pairs on small vertebrate carcasses, and each partner fights competitors fiercely. Unexpectedly, when we gave male beetles a dead mouse, ideal for rearing a family, small males were more successful than large males at attracting a female first, rather than a male rival. When the first beetle attracted by a male's pheromones was female, both beetles usually bred as a pair. When a male turned up first, however, relationships got complicated. Two males can both try to call for females, leading to messy fights among all comers. Smaller males' success attracting females reduced the chance that they and their partners would encounter competitors when they raised a family. However, whilst they might have been attractive, small males were not better parents. They still deserted the brood for pastures new before their female partners.
That was Paul Hopwood of the University of Exeter. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.